أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أدراك ما العقبة؟ فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had explained that Allah has shown man both the paths to reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now it is for man to use the faculties and capabilities which Allah Ta'ala had given him. Particularly Allah referred to the eyes which Allah had given man, that he should see the straight path. Allah has given him his tongue, that he talks the right things. And for the wrong things, Allah has put the eyelids over the eyes, that whenever any wrong comes in front of a person, just immediately with the flick of a thought, a person pulls down the shutters of his eyes, his eyelids, and he doesn't see the haram. When he wants to stalk anything which is haram, swear somebody, argue, defame somebody, etc., then Allah has given him the lock of the tongue, and that is the lips. Just join the two lips and now the tongue does not talk. And now the tongue is under control. Further, Allah has given the jaws also to protect the tongue, the teeth also, that a person does not talk anything wrong. And then Allah Ta'ala said that why does not man ascend the difficult paths and the difficult roads or a narrow house? فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ. And explanation, when things are difficult for a person to do the right thing, at that time he should do the right thing. When his nafs is also against it, the environment is also against it, pressure is against doing the right thing, at that time, at a difficult time, to choose the right thing, that is a great thing. So Allah Ta'ala, and this part of the ayat was left out, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ. Or to kya samjha, kya hai wo ghati. And what will explain to you, how will you know what is that difficult time when it comes and you pass the test. So just to make us understand, one or two examples. One was a certain lady by the name of Fidda, who was known to be a very, very pious lady, and Allah had blessed her with a great, great karamat and a great honor. So one great buzur came also to know of it, that her goat used to give milk, not only milk, but with the milk, honey also. So then he decided that he would want to go and find out for himself. So he went with his students, with his murids, and they went there. He says that our normal procedure is not to go and speak to women and to go and meet with them, but as a necessity. Here also we learn a lesson that many times our buzurgs, also very pious people, out of certain necessity, when something had to be done, they did it. And then we take that one incident and we make it the norm. And we say so and so also did it, so what's wrong in doing it? But he explained this was a necessity, it is not a norm. So he went with his murids, his students, and he told her that we have heard of this great karamat Allah has given you, so we would also like to share of it personally. So she gave the goat to them and told them to milk it. They milked and they found truly there was honey with the milk also. And they asked her the incident, and she said that with Eid al-Adha, the day of Qurbani came, and my husband said that we should slaughter this goat. So I said, it is not farz on us, Qurbani. We are very poor people and this is our only means of livelihood. And since Qurbani is not wajib, nafil Qurbani is not necessary, we are in this difficult position. So he acceded to her, and then a visitor came. And then she told him, let us slaughter the goat now, for Allah Ta'ala says, you must make ikram a dhaif, your visitor, you must honor him. So she told him, slaughter the goat, but take it behind the wall that the children don't see, otherwise they will feel very disturbed and very intimidated with this. So he went, he slaughtered it, and suddenly she saw the same goat on the top of the wall standing, it jumped. So she thought it might have escaped from the husband when he was going to slaughter it, let me go and help him. When she went there, she found that he's already skinning that goat, and this was another goat. So I asked what happened, so he says, this goat has come, Allah sent that goat. So this is how when at that difficult time, they only had that goat, this is that difficult pass to pass. That difficult times, that narrow space that a person has, but he passes through it, and then Allah gives all this barakat. Another incident which happened in our country, it is mentioned of, and they were non-Muslims, the Eulath Sugar Company. The founder of it was a very, very just ordinary person, not a rich person. But just to make it short, he had a car to sell in those days. So an Indian person, as they call them in Natal, a Tamil person we call them here, he went and he offered to buy the car, and they made the price of 350 rand. This was in those days. Anyway, it was agreed. Another person came and he offered him 500 rand, which was a big, big difference. But he said, I've given my word already. Just by that narrow pass, otherwise at that difficult time, who won't want to accept 500? And we'll say, bring your written proof. And we just turned around on our word at that time. So easily we all turn around. But he stuck to his word. Allah Ta'ala gave him barakat in these things. So in these principles, Allah Ta'ala gives a lot of. When that narrow path comes, when that difficult time comes for a person, and he does it. So this is what Allah Ta'ala says, what will explain to you those difficult times when you have to stick to your word, when you have to do the right thing, you control your tongue, you control your eyes, you don't do anything what is wrong. At such times, that when a person does that, we see also that certain merchants, companies, we see them advertising themselves, established 1600 and so, 1700 and so, 3-4 centuries have passed. But this was all when that time had came, when they had to pass that difficult pass. You saw no benefit for yourself, but you did what was the right thing. You sacrificed at that time. That is the time when Allah opens the thing, and not only for generations, but for centuries and centuries, those things have barakat. But unfortunately, as the Quran explains, most of us are such, when those times come, we just look at the immediate benefit. We don't think of the long term, of the further what it is. But if a person can control himself, and this is what is called control of the nafs at that time. Or simple example for us now with Eid and all this, how many of us we are diabetics, we've got sugar problem, we've got blood pressure, cholesterol, but we say, now just enjoy yourself, we'll see what happens later. That is not the correct thing. A person must control himself at that time and not then go and suffer the whole night and go and suffer afterwards. At that time to control. So one of those examples of these difficult times, Allah Ta'ala says, فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ, which we have discussed already. That is to set a slave free. When a person has got a slave, today there is no slavery, but for us it is, ulama explained, to help somebody who has got a debt, who has got some difficulty, somebody is pressurizing him, and we can help that person at that time, we sacrifice, وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. Though we have got problems and difficulties, but we help that person. That is one of the occasions where to pass this difficult test which Allah Ta'ala puts to a person. So when these times come, then Allah Ta'ala make it easy. It is only by the tawfiq of Allah. And when a person turns to Allah, Allah helps him. And in these difficult times and cases, Allah makes it easy for him. He does that difficult job what was at that time. And Allah eases things for him forever. In the akhirat also, in this dunya also. May Allah give us all tawfiq. We are very much in need of the help of Allah. And especially at such difficult times, that Allah guides us to do what is the right thing. Not just to please people, to please our nafs and to do things for ourselves, but to do it solely for the pleasure of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala gives us results. May Allah bless us all with such results.